Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Microsoft announced plans to acquire Activision Blizzard, making them the third largest gaming company behind Tencent and Sony. Acquiring Activision Blizzard for $95 a share in an all-cash transaction valued at $68.7 billion. The press release reads, "This acquisition will accelerate the growth in Microsoft's gaming business across mobile, PC, console, and cloud, and will provide building blocks for the metaverse." In November 2021, Microsoft boss Phil Spencer reportedly told staff he was disturbed and deeply troubled by the horrific events and actions at Activision Blizzard, and Microsoft is evaluating all aspects of our relationship with Activision Blizzard and making ongoing proactive adjustments. Bloomberg sources say that while Microsoft and Activision were in talks on an acquisition, Activision approached Meta and at least one other unnamed large company about an acquisition. Activision did not receive serious interest from these talks and finalized the terms of the deal with Microsoft in late December. In response to Microsoft's plans to acquire Activision Blizzard, a Sony spokesperson said, "We expect that Microsoft will abide by contractual agreements and continue to ensure Activision games are multi-platform." This is largely in line with how Microsoft responded when it acquired ZeniMax Media, publishing the PS5 exclusive Deathloop after the deal closed. However, games without prior contractual agreements, like Starfield, were announced as Xbox and PC exclusives. Apple announced it would allow dating apps in the Netherlands to offer third-party payment options, complying with a decision by the country's Authority for Consumers and Market. Apple will introduce two optional new entitlements exclusively applicable to dating apps in the Netherlands App Store, but also plans to appeal the decision. According to Reuters, the U.S. government is reviewing Alibaba's cloud business to determine if it poses a risk to national security. The probe is focusing on how the company stores U.S. data, including personal information and intellectual property, as well as if the Chinese government could gain or disrupt access to the data. A Commerce Department spokesperson said the agency does not confirm the existence or non-existence of transaction reviews. And Reuters sources say proposed requirements from the Cyberspace Administration of China would require large internet companies to get approval before receiving any investments or fundraising. This would apply to platforms with over 100 million users or with over 10 billion yuan in revenue, approximately $1.58 billion. Some firms have already been briefed on the proposed rules, although the rules have not yet been finalized. From 2006 to 2012, Google allowed the basic tier of Google Apps users, the apps that would become G Suite, to create a custom domain account for free. Google now says that users of the G Suite Legacy Free Edition will have to transition to a paid account by July 1st to retain the domain or lose access to core Google services within 60 days. Epic filed its opening brief in its appeal of a September district court decision that the iOS App Store does not qualify as an abuse of a monopoly position. The filing to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals makes the argument that the district court erred in its application of antitrust law regarding multiple behaviors, including tying its in-app payment systems to distribution in the App Store. Epic may look to have the appeals court define the market differently in order to show broader market dominance by Apple. After no-showing at its own event January 11th, Samsung announced the Exynos 2200 smartphone mobile processor. It's the first mobile system on a chip with a GPU known as Xclipse, running AMD's RDNA 2 graphics architecture, allowing for hardware-accelerated ray tracing. Other specs include one high-powered Cortex X2 flagship core, three Cortex A710 cores for balanced performance, and four more efficient Cortex A510 cores, an upgraded NPU, and an ISP architecture that can support camera sensors of up to 200 megapixels. Samsung and AMD first announced a licensing deal in 2019. Amazon will launch a brick-and-mortar fashion retail store called Amazon Style, with the first location opening later this year in the Glendale area of Los Angeles. Customers will use the Amazon shopping app to scan a QR code to see sizes, colors, and product details, then be able to send a desired item to a fitting room or pickup counter. The store will also use real-time machine learning algorithms to make recommendations to customers and use Amazon One palm scanning technology for faster checkout. Store employees will provide customer service, deliver items to fitting rooms, and manage inventory. Instagram launched Instagram subscriptions as an alpha test for a few U.S. creators who can now offer their followers paid access to exclusive Instagram Live videos and stories. Subscribers get a special badge when they comment and message creators. There are 8 different price points creators can choose from 99 cents up to $99.99 per month. Subscriber-only stories will show up as a purple ring. Instagram also announced its algorithm will now deprioritize content that may contain bullying, hate speech, or may incite violence. Instagram's terms already prohibit this type of content, so the change will impact posts considered borderline or those not yet reviewed by a moderator. The company also said it will now factor in a user's reporting history into how it orders feed content. And Twitter now lets people who pay for the Twitter Blue subscription to show an NFT as their profile picture. Subscribing to Twitter Blue for $2.99 a month allows users to connect their Argent, Coinbase, Ledger Live, MetaMask, Rainbow, and Trust wallets to Twitter. Twitter also updated its Android app to support viewing communities. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.